content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. To go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and we have Alan Rockefeller in studio with us today, but he's going to be on a little bit later in the show. You could say hello if you want. Just bumped into the studio.
Hello.
Hello. Well, you know, I looked at your outline, Rockefeller, and of course, my first question was, I wondered if he's related to the Rockefellers, because that is a name that is not common.
It's a very distinctive name, but no relation.
But no relation. All right. Well, it's good to have you.
I asked Avi the same thing. I was like, is that his real last name?
Yeah. No, it's funny. It's great to have you in studio, too. A little later on, we're going to be talking about psilocybin for psychotherapy and Mushroom 101. There is a recent article and news release from Denver could decriminalize magic mushrooms on this upcoming Tuesday, right? Or is that
This
upcoming week. What? And so, you know. Yeah. Well, who said that?
That was me. I'm sorry.
You sounded like a girl. What? I wasn't looking at you. I'm like, where'd that voice come from? What does that interest you?
That's a huge
Anthony
step.
Cernelia?
I just can't believe it that America is that's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the first vote ever. It's on May 7th.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, and we're going to talk about it a little. I have an experience of my own that I'll share. I've shared it before on the radio, but we have Dr. Nick Trout on the show today. I have to tell you, I can't put the book down, The Wonder of Lost Causes. It's a novel. I typically don't read fiction, but I am absolutely enchanted with this book. I can't wait to speak with him, and we have Dr. Alvin Dannenberg on the line. He's giving us an update today on his alternative cancer treatments. Dr. Al, how are you doing today?
I am amazingly great.
Well, great. That's good news. Let me tell everybody who you are and how great you are. Dr. Al Dannenberg is a periodontist in practice for 44 years, and he sees patients in Bluffton, South Carolina, and incorporates ancestral nutrition and lifestyle with his protocol to treat periodontal disease. In 2014, he became a certified functional medicine practitioner and then a certified primal health coach. In 2015, he was appointed to the faculty of the College of Integrative Medicine, and in 2017, Electra Press published his book, Crazy Good Living, which is based on ancestral nutrition and lifestyle. He also writes for the Wellbeing Journal, and Dr. Dannenberg can be found at his website at drdannenberg.com. That's drdannenberg.com. Okay, so give us an update. I've got a really strong suspicion that you've gotten some good news.
Oh, my goodness. So just for everybody to understand, in September 2018, I was diagnosed with an incurable bone marrow cancer, type of multiple myeloma. I was given 3 to 6 months to live, but I haven't died.
And here you are.
And I'm doing amazingly well. So I rejected all chemotherapy and invasive treatment. I've gone with a variety of unconventional protocols. And here is what is so exciting. I started to go downhill in March of this year with some significant problems. And my blood chemistry revealed that things were getting worse, unfortunately. They were stable, but really got worse as of blood work that was done in March of this year. So I discovered 2 new supplement products that I started taking 7 days before my most recent blood work, which was April 23rd. Oh. And these 2 products, I mean, I didn't do anything differently other than these 2 new products.
Mm-hmm. These 2 new products, Dr. Dannenberg, where did you find them? Where did you hear about them or read about them?
Well, actually, my son is in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he has a company with patients called Performance Therapy. And he works with a lot of people that had different injuries and whatever, and mm-hmm. he became familiar with these products, and it has to do with In generic terms, a type of liposome or nanotechnology, very, very small type of molecules that get absorbed into the cells immediately mm-hmm. and create a benefit. One is called Protovite, and the other is called Ensorb. Well, it supposedly improves the blood and improves oxygenation and a variety of other things. So my hemoglobin had really dropped rapidly, which is a significant outcome with my disease. And there's a chemistry, blood chemistry, that shows my malignant plasma cells, and it really spiked up. Mm-hmm. So when I started taking these two products, in 7 days, my hemoglobin improved almost by 20%.
Wow.
And my blood chemistry that shows the malignant plasma cells decreased by 52%. It's
Whoa.
Amazing.
Oh, so my gosh. No wonder you're so excited.
Ago, I know. Well, 2 days ago, I saw my oncologist. He's a conventional oncologist, and his eyes just popped open. He said, "What are you doing?" And I told him these two new products. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Keep me abreast." So I'm going to have new blood work in another 4 weeks, and I'll figure out if things are continuing to improve. But it is amazing. I was getting so lethargic because of the anemia. Mm-hmm. And within a couple days from taking these nutritional products, my wife said, "You know, you have so much more color in your face because you get very pale when you're anemic."
Oh, yeah.
And I just felt more energy. Right now, I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling phenomenal. I'm very excited. And I'm going to continue with these products. I do my other protocols, which have stabilized me in the past, but these have made a significant improvement.
Well, and
like I said, 7 days. It's amazing.
That is amazing. It's truly amazing. And, you know, and all the other things that you're doing, too. And I know there's people out there listening wanting to know, like, that maybe got a diagnosis similar to yours or another diagnosis, a cancer diagnosis. What are you doing? So, you know, they want to know what you're doing. So I know you eat a strict diet, excluding sugars, carbs and grains and legumes, processed foods, GMOs or any chemical additives. What else are you doing?
Well, I'm using pulse electromagnetic field therapy, and we can go into that, but it's a long subject. But mm-hmm. it's a way of improving the cellular structure of energy production, mm-hmm. and it has to do with a mat that you lay on, and it's producing a very low-frequency, very harmonic type of wave that improves the signaling in individual cells. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when I eat, I do intermittent fasting, so I'm not eating constantly. And there's a whole bunch of other supplements that I take, specifically some that are actually supposed to help kill cancer cells. But they're all herbal and or natural-based. Mm-hmm. Nothing is pharmaceutically derived.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay, so I know you support your gut bacteria as well, right?
Well, that's a critical element. That probably is more important than anything else. So I use spore-based probiotics to help improve my microbiome or my gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. And I use a variety of other products, prebiotics to feed the friendly bacteria in the gut, and a few other products that support the mucus layer in the gut, which is another critical factor to support the immune system. Mm-hmm. So I go at it at different directions, but I'm kind of trying to do a shotgun approach to try to do everything I can to basically improve my immune system and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so spore-based probiotics. I'm not sure if I've, of course, I've heard spore. What a spore.
Well, yeah.
But what is a spore-based probiotic?
Most probiotics are living bacteria that are very good for the gut. It's just that when you try to take them from capsules, they're living bacteria. The stomach acid and the bile acids kill the bacteria. But the products that the bacteria are creating are very beneficial to the gut, and they're not destroyed by the stomach acid. But the bacteria are killed, so they don't regenerate in the gut. Spore-based probiotics are actually spores that live in organic soils that are dormant, and they've been there for a million years. It's not something
really
new. But when we eat them with organic foods, which is rare today, but eat them with fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, they get into our gut. Well, you can buy from different companies. One is Megaspore Microbiome Labs. They make a product called Megaspore Biotic. And another is Enviromedica, makes a product called Paraflora. And these are spore-based. They're encapsulated naturally, and they're resistant to stomach acid. But when they get into the gut, they germinate. So not only do they help the natural bacteria to grow, but they also grow themselves. Well, so they're really producing new healthy gut bacteria.
Well, you know what's funny is, so it's a small world. We were at Paleo FX and Enviromedica was there. And anyway, that the probiotic that you mentioned.
Yeah. What was it? Terraflora.
Terraflora. Yeah, I've heard some amazing things about that. And in fact,
absolutely.
They may become a sponsor of the show. We're talking about it. Yeah.
Well, I know Jared Ramirez. He's the CEO. And his products are awesome. Absolutely. This is not a paid announcement, but
no, it's not.
They're awesome. But also Microbiome Labs, you have to understand, they are on the cutting edge with probiotics and other things to support the mucosal lining of the gut. Well, those two companies are outstanding.
Well, coming
Absolutely
from you, you know how much I like you. So coming from you, they just got a shoe in if they're interested. So because
they're great companies.
Well,
and
you
then,
know,
and then these two other products that I just started, I got to tell you, it comes from a company called VNI, which stands for Victory Nutrition International. But, you know, if anybody really wants to understand what I've done, I just wrote a blog about it. They can just go to my website and look at the last blog. And I actually have a chart of all of my chemistries, the summary of my chemistries from September of last year. And you can see the numbers that are highlighted in yellow, how they've gotten worse. And all of a sudden, they've really improved.
Yeah, I'm holding it in my hand.
The protovite and the absorb. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm excited because I'm holding the blog in my hand. My blood work results by Dr. Al Dannenberg.
Did you see them?
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
And so are you.
You can't lie about this. I can tell you I feel better, but it doesn't mean anything until you see the chemistries. The chemistries tell everything.
Well, I cannot wait to hear your next report, and sending lots of love and hugs here from Dallas, Texas to Dr. Dannenberg. Thank you so much.
You guys.
I look forward to speaking with you soon. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Everyone, we've got a fantastic show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
In Africa, 5-year-old Grace has no choice. She and millions like her walk miles a day for dirty water. On May 4th, you can help end their walk. Visit worldvision.org and sign up today for World Vision's global 6K for water.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly, there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system. Available at honesthemp.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Alan Rockefeller, and Dr. Nick Trout. Dr. Nick Trout graduated from veterinarian school at the University of Cambridge in 1989, and he is a diplomat of the American and European Colleges of Veterinarian Surgeons. And for the past 20 years, he's been a staff surgeon at the prestigious Angel Animal Medical Center in Boston. He is the author of three nonfiction books, Tell Me Where It Hurts, Love is the Best Medicine, and Ever by My Side. His first two novels, The Patron Saint of Lost Dogs and Dog Gone, Back Soon, were Boston Globe bestsellers. His latest novel, The Wonder of Lost Causes, was just released a few weeks ago, and Dr. Trout is a passionate advocate for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. He lives in Massachusetts with his wife, Kathy, and their adopted Labradoodle, Ty, and his website is drnicktrout.com. Such an honor, such a pleasure to have you on the air with us today. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I absolutely love your book, Dr. Trout. I'm about a third of the way through, and I just can't wait to read the rest of it. I'm almost glad I don't know what happens, because I can leave that surprise for the listening audience as well.
That's good. Keep it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely the cutest thing. It's enchanting. This book is enchanting. It's intellectual. It's well-written. It's incredibly witty. There's such good one-liners in here and just so many beautiful stories and just a real display through your prose, you know, you give of how hard it is financially to navigate with a diseased child, and yet some of the most beautiful messages as well for all people out there that love animals and love children and just want a good read. So this book is such a beautiful story about dogs, love and their loyalty. Can you talk about your daughter's cystic fibrosis and how this inspired your book, The Wonder of Lost Causes?
Yeah, I mean, my daughter's now 26 years old, actually listed for double lung transplant and liver transplant in Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
But as a parent of a child with chronic illness, there's that sort of omnipresent struggle, but also the joy that you get seeing how much they want to live their lives. They want to be normal. They want to have fun. And the battle they have to achieve that is so humbling, with so many lessons to be learned, that I felt like I wanted to try to create a character, in this case a young boy with cystic fibrosis, to try and show the challenge, but also the upside.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt the need to pay respect to the primary caregivers of children with chronic illness, which invariably are the mothers, the women in the family. In this case, I've chosen a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard for a male writer to write as a woman, and I've certainly done my best to try and convey how hard it is to bring up a chronically ill child, and also how much you can get out of that experience. And because of my veterinary background, I had to layer in the mix what would be considered an unadoptable lost cause of a dog who has this phenomenal presence. He brings wonder to everyone who's in contact with him, and he changes both the mother and son in ways that they could never imagine. and giving them this whole new path forward in life.
Mm-hmm. I'm on page 122, and it was hard for me to put it down. I fell asleep reading it. I got up reading it. I really, and it's rare for me because I don't read fiction typically because of just the nature of what I do on the air. Always scientific books is typically what I read, or nutrition books or psychology and stuff like that. So this is very refreshing for me. And not to mention your incredible ability to write. And I'm not just saying that to, you know, blow a wind up your skirt or your pants. but it really is incredibly entertaining and enchanting. And so, and I have to tell you, you know, the psychic or the psycho, the psycho woman, and what did you call her in the book? I just had it and then I lost my page.
It was the pet psychic. The little boy calls the pet psycho.
Yes. And so she's actually been on the show before. She's been in studio before, back about, I guess it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Remember that? Yes. And we were,
we were a little confused.
We were a little confused, although, you know, we don't shut any. It's all things are open here on One Life Radio.
We welcome all.
But when I read it, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the same woman that was in studio with us. So what are the odds, right?
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't overlap in any way. That could have been embarrassing.
Well, you know, I love, and I feel this way too, that you say that dogs, unlike humans, never have a bad hair day, are never self-absorbed, and they have learned to live their lives without regret. Why can't humans be more like dogs?
And well, that's part of the message here, you know, that this young boy believes the trade-off in getting this illness is this ability to communicate with dogs and tap into that canine philosophy on life, that live for the now, live every moment like your butt's on fire. You know, it's like I say in the book, you watch dogs go into a beach to play together. There's no stretch. There's no warm up. There's no, does this outfit make my legs look white? You mm-hmm. know, it's just go, go, go. And for many of us, the need to, you know, we kind of forget that. We kind of forget that this is one time around. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the appealing things about animals, that they slow us down. They sort of distill emotions down to what matters. They
absolutely
let us take a breath. And when we share their presence, it's this incredibly rewarding experience all round that doesn't require social media, doesn't require putting earbuds in our ears. You know, we can have that time alone and get so much out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you as a veterinarian, a longtime veterinarian, have seen many day 14 dogs. Can we talk about that and the importance? Because I feel like this is such an important subject, because so many dogs like Whistler do suffer at the hands of so many atrocities all over the world. Can we talk about the day 14 dog and what that means and how we can maybe prevent it from a veterinarian's perspective?
Yeah, so this is idea that unfortunately there are kill shelters that they're trying to do good work, but there's a limit to their funding, how long they can keep an animal, and they have to sort of put a limit on that because there's another animal waiting to find a forever home, and so at day 14, if that home has not been found in this instance, then unfortunately, you know, being put to sleep, euthanasia, mm-hmm. becomes an important thing, because another animal deserves as much of a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, spaying and neutering our animals has this potential to reduce and control a pet population in a way that prevents these many wonderful animals from having these sad, shortened lives, because as the human species, we should be stepping up and saying, let's get better reproductive control so that we don't have this glut of sad animals that are suffering and having these shortened existences.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people think I'm crazy, Dr. Trout, because I have 9 dogs and 12 cats, and I recently added 2.
I think that's technically a hoarder.
Yes.
Well, I have the space for them, and that's what I spend my money on mostly. And so, but it's my own little refuge. And so, my latest latest two dogs, Willie and Tom. Here's the thing, you know, I gave them a home. So not only do they don't end up in a shelter and get put to sleep, probably, maybe not, maybe they were adoptable, but there's just too many of them is the point. And so there are so many 14-day dogs that get put to sleep because there are no homes for them. So I not only rescued Tom and Willie, but I made space for two more to get a place and give them a chance. And I think if more people could open their hearts and no, I don't recommend having 21 animals to anyone. But, you know, if you've got one dog, maybe two. So the other one has a little, you know, a little playmate or a roommate
and open
your hearts and please spay and neuter because we can shut this down worldwide. If everyone was to spay and neuter and everyone was to adopt, we could clean up this problem of euthanizing animals before they're ready. Within like a couple of years, that's all it would take if we just get more proactive.
I think what one of the good things that's happened over recent years is that society is looking at shelter dogs in a new light. That people are realizing that there's so much joy to get from any dog. It doesn't have to be this purebred dog from a breeding stock. And I think that's so refreshing that we are sort of opening our minds up to that potential.
Well, I have to ask you this, this one little clue to the book. Is Whistler a dog that you actually met? The character dog in the book, was it one that you encountered that really was so terribly abused?
No, it's not one specific dog because one of the important concepts, and this isn't really a spoiler, but I wanted Whistler to be every dog.
Oh, I love that.
I wanted Whistler to be something that you could see in this animal that was something that you found familiar because in truth, every dog has this potential.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm at the part where, you know, he just got lost and they were at grandma's in the backyard and he slipped his leash and I was like, oh no, please don't let him get lost. I can't deal with it. I'm going to have to end the book, you know, but he came back, thank God. And so now I'm continuing reading through and I just can't thank you enough for all the work that you've done to help animals and for writing this beautiful book, The Wonder of Lost Causes. Everyone, I highly recommend. If you want a good read, something entertaining that it's already touched my heart in so many ways. And as I said, given me such a deep understanding how hard it is financially and emotionally and mentally to navigate with a diseased child. So,
yeah, thank you so much for those kind words. That's wonderful.
I mean them with all my heart. Rough. All right. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going to go to break. And thank you so much. I hope to have you on again, maybe. And we can,
I'd love to.
Yeah, let's talk. Just talk about animals and how wonderful they are.
Yeah, that's great. Love to.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much. Everyone, we've got more continuing on. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Rough.
Tell me how long you going to stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate. And let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense, but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Alan Rockefeller in studio with me. But before we get to him, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And you can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Honest Temp, happy, healthy, honest. I took a couple of squirts this morning of my mint and I love it. I just love having that little spray in my purse.
It works.
It does work. It does. And it's, and if you use the code OLR, you get 20% off your first order. And now there's a new code for Sun Warrior too. Is it on our website?
Mm-hmm. It's OLR as well.
OLR as well. And it's 20% off, which is an incredible deal. We asked them for it actually, just for our listeners. We've never had one. And so I think it'll be a nice little perk for all you out there that maybe have never tried Sun Warrior. You should. Like, their magnesium is a fantastic product. Their new probiotics, they have a lot of really great products. And of course, their raw vegan plant-based protein. It is the best in the business, in my opinion. That's why they've been a sponsor for many years. And of course, Nature's Plate, they are one of our newest sponsors. And you know, Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy. And what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Check them out and visit them at naturesplate.com. And of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And the Well-Being Journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And of course, Thorn Research, you have higher standards, so do we. Shop our Thorn dispensary for 20% off and free shipping on every order. I need to order some vitamin D. K2 or whatever it is today.
All right.
I'm almost out. I take it almost every day. Mm-hmm. I actually had it with me when I was at True Foods last night, and I put it in my red wine.
Oh,
but I noticed I'm almost out, so I got to get some. But 20% off if you go to OneLifeRadio.com and click on the Thorn Dispensary. Okay, Alan Rockefeller. I love having you in studio. It's the first time. Alan is a specialist in fungal taxonomy, which is the naming of natural organisms. Okay, and in 2001, he began his studies in mycology, beginning with the collection of fungi in California. For the past 12 years, he has traveled to Mexico to collect mushrooms, and he now has photographed over 1,000 species of fungi from Mexico. Based on phylogenetics and microscopic analysis, he has identified several species that are not described in the scientific literature. Alan regularly identifies mushrooms for several fungus fairs in Mexico and in the U.S., in addition to identifying on websites such as Mushroom Observer, I did not know that that existed, and the Shroomery and the iNaturalist. You can find Alan's work at mushroomobserver.org. What a fascinating job. So how did you become a mushroomologist?
Well, I went hiking in 2001, and there was just mushrooms everywhere.
And so where were you hiking?
I was in California, Redwood City.
Okay.
And so I decided that I would start taking pictures of them and study them and learn like which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, which ones hallucinogenic. And so I've been doing that ever since 2001.
So somebody asked me this morning, are mushrooms good or bad? And should you eat them cooked or raw? And I'm like, you know, I'm really confused about mushrooms. And I know that's not the kind. Are you talking about all mushrooms? Or you know, I know we wanted to focus on this new, what do you want to call it?
The vote
to decriminalize magic mushrooms on Tuesday in Denver. So let's focus on that. Okay, so what are some of the different kinds of mushrooms that are out there?
There are a lot of different kinds of mushrooms, but mostly they break down into edible, medicinal, or psychedelic.
Okay. Edible, medicinal. And so there is such a... And so, okay, so between the edible, which would be the ones that would be like in your tossed salad...
Like at the grocery store.
Or at the grocery store. And then the medicinal ones. Is there a huge difference between the two of them? Because, you know, that part of the alternative health supplement business is exploding as well right now.
Well, mushrooms are full of mysterious chemicals, and
come from the earth, so they kind of got to be good, right?
Not necessarily. We have a lot of deadly mushrooms.
Really?
Uh-huh. And there's mushrooms with carcinogens in them.
Oh my gosh.
You know, just like the rest of the earth, there is all huge variation of different chemicals in these mushrooms, and some of them are good for health, and some of them are bad. You know, a lot of mushrooms have a lot of proteins, so they're very good substitutes for meat in a lot of different recipes.
Really?
And the medicinal mushrooms are usually kind of tough ones, too hard to chew. So typically you make tea out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have all sorts of polysaccharides and beta-glucans, which might be good for health, might be helpful in the case of cancer or some other things.
Yeah, there's a lot of research. There's more research that needs to be done, but there's a lot of talk out there, if you will, about cancer and medicinal mushrooms.
Yeah, remember Ocean Robbins was on last week, and he was talking about eating just like sliced white mushrooms as far as cancer like treatment.
And one that's been proven to help with cancer is turkey tails. So they've done large clinical trials with Tremes versicolor, the turkey tail mushroom, which you can find, it's all over Dallas on oak logs. Or you can purchase the supplements online, but they found in large clinical trials that it does improve survival rates.
Wow. Okay, so...
Turkey tails.
Okay, yeah, turkey tail. I have heard that. Okay, so how do you know if a mushroom's poisonous? You would never want to be like walking through the forest...
And just pick one
up. And say,
up.
I'm hungry, I'm going to have some mushrooms, right? It could kill you in a lot of different ways, right? It could send you off into a crazy trip or poison you or...
That's how most people get poisoned, is just not even making an effort to identify. So, you know, about 80% of the mushrooms you find in the wild will be edible, but that leaves about, you know, 10-15% they're going to do damage, and maybe about 1% of those are deadly. So the deadly mushrooms, you eat them and nothing happens for about 12 hours, and then you get really sick and die about a week later.
So Whoa. Do animals eat deadly mushrooms a lot?
Or do they know not to?
They do sometimes avoid them, and sometimes they eat them, and sometimes they go and die. But, you know, it takes a few hours for them to kick in, so unless you follow the animal around, you don't really know.
What fascinating science that they could have such a vast, you know... what do I want to say?
You either hallucinate or die.
I mean, it's incredible. Some of, like you said, you know, edible, medicinal, and psychedelic mushrooms. Okay, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about this. This is fascinating. I hope everybody out there is enjoying it. I've got Alan Rockefeller. We're talking mushrooms, and we're going to be talking about psychotherapy and Mushroom 101. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Chances before. But I ain't gonna give any more. Don't ask me.
That's how it goes. 'Cause part of me knows. From Rad Law Firm Traffic Center, here's traffic on Talk Radio 1190.
The Dallas Tollway southbound in Frisco is closed down. Major accident with an 18-wheeler and a hazmat fuel spill. Dallas Tollway southbound closed between Stonebrook and Lebanon. 30-minute delay to Maine, and it says it's going to be in place for a long time. 30 eastbound at St. Francis in Dallas, a wreck in the two right lanes with delays to Jim Miller. 35W northbound at Tarrant Parkway in Fort Worth, an accident delaying traffic to Western Center. Metro DFW traffic.
This is the Zodiac speaking. If you do not print this cipher, I will cruise around all weekend killing lone people in the night.
From the creators of Atlanta Monster, come season 2. This is Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sometimes late when things are real and people.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Lexi Aviana, and Alan Rockefeller. He is a specialist in fungal taxonomy.
Taxonomy.
Okay, taxonomy. I need to say it with an Italian accent. Taxonomy.
There you go.
Right? There you go. There you go. All right. So I love having you in studio. It's really been fun talking on and off the air. So today we're talking about psilocybin for psychotherapy and Mushroom 101, treating things like anxiety and depression. So Alan, he began in 2001 studying the mycology, beginning with a collection of fungi in California. And for the past 12 years, he has traveled all over the world, more specifically to Mexico, to collect mushrooms. And he has now photographed over 1,000 species of fungi from mushrooms. He regularly identifies mushrooms for several fungus fairs. And in the U.S., in addition to identifying on websites such as Mushroom Observer, The Shroomery, and iNaturalist, you can find Alan's work at mushroomobserver.org. Okay, so how is psilocybin being used for anxiety and depression?
Well, psilocybin mushrooms turn off the part of the brain that causes depression. So they're much more effective than the traditional antidepressants that people get from the pharmacies, and that it's a much more natural feeling. It just kind of shuts off that part of your brain, so you feel a whole lot better. And people that have drug addiction problems and alcoholism just don't feel like they need to take these substances anymore because they feel good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I've had the experience. Now, I didn't hallucinate, but I got to such
a
heightened state where my ego was completely removed, and I have to say it was a total game changer for me. Now, I don't have an addiction to drugs or alcohol. I do like my wine, but I don't think I'm an addict, but I do love my wine, especially with food in the evenings. But this could be groundbreaking for so many people. And in Denver, it's the first ever vote on the decriminalization of having psilocybin mushrooms in your possession, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the first time ever that we've voted on decriminalization of psilocybin, so it's very exciting.
Okay, and so what prompted this? What prompted this vote? Is it because, you know, I do understand that there's a lot of research that's that has been done that shows the effectiveness of microdosing. There's a lot of people that have been on the show as well who have talked about this. Sean Wells is one of them. I'm trying to think of
Dr. Dan Engel.
Dr. Dan Engel's talked about this multiple times. And so it has opened the door to reconsideration of laws surrounding these hallucinogenics.
Well, the magic mushrooms are one of the least dangerous drugs out there. So putting people in jail for having them just doesn't make any sense. It's a total waste of police time and taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. No, I would agree. And so what do you want people to know about your experiences with psilocybin?
I think they've improved my mental health quite a bit. And one thing I've noticed recently is that I don't have to take a lot of psilocybin mushrooms to get the mental health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I take just a tiny bit, like some amount so small that I don't even feel anything directly.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, if I'm like stuck in a rut and not getting anything done because I have way too much work to do or something, the next day I wake up and I feel all refreshed. And mm-hmm. I just sit down and do my work. And,
mm-hmm.
It just feels, way different and, like really mentally healthy.
Yeah, when I did it, I did little tiny amounts gradually over the period of a couple of hours. And I got to a place, as I said, where my ego was completely removed. I was in this state of the most peaceful, beautiful place I think I've ever been. And it was so calm, so peaceful. And yet I was still lucid. It was just an incredible feeling. And as I said, I really feel like it gave me a perspective of the world that I had never had before, and just released a lot of, I don't know, just a lot of garbage that all of us collect in our minds.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And that's also why they're so helpful for PTSD. Because with PTSD, you have all these repressed memories, and just being able to recall them in a relaxed way and feel like all the pressure has been taken off, it can rewire your brain not to have these episodes.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. So I wonder what's going to happen in Denver. What do you have any idea what you think how it's going to go?
I'm hoping it passes. If not, we're just going to keep trying until it does.
Well, I'm reading it here. It says that the vote on Ordinance 301, the psilocybin mushroom initiative, would make the adult 21 and over use and possession of psilocybin in the city's lowest law enforcement priority. So, yeah, I can think of a lot of other ways that our police officers could do good work out there without making a mushroom into a big deal.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so what else are some of the... So it's being used for anxiety and depression, and you say it's very effective?
It's very effective, especially for depression.
Yeah. So where do people find these mushrooms? Do they have to go to Colorado to do this?
They actually grow in all 50 states and every country in the world. There's a lot of different species, but Texas has two very common species that are Psilocybe cubensis and Peniola sinensis, and those grow in cow manure, not so much in Dallas, but over towards Austin and Houston in the more humid areas.
When I first had that, I was like, okay, that's
crazy.
But I did find a lot of psilocybin mushrooms in Dallas just 2 days ago.
Really? Where were they?
On my way.
That's one called Peniola cinctulus. And it grew right next to some horse stables. So they took all the stable shavings and put them in a big pile right next to the horse stables. And I went there and I was surprised. There was thousands of them. They were all over the place.
Hmm.
And I got really nice pictures of them. And
maybe that's why Texas has so many cowboys.
I put all the pictures up on them. I'm Mushroom Observer and iNaturalist.
It's a Mushroom Observer. Now, did you start the Mushroom Observer?
No, I kind of help run it a little bit, but it started by Nathan Wilson. But it's a really neat website because people can take pictures of mushrooms and upload them to Mushroom Observer. And then everyone on the site votes on what kind of mushroom you have. So you can get a really solid identification if you get good pictures.
Yeah.
Also, you can pull up any species of mushroom and it'll show you the map as to where it's been found. So if you want to find a certain kind of mushroom, you search for it on there and you can see exactly, sometimes even exact GPS coordinates as to mm-hmm. where it's been spotted before and where it's common.
Well, one of my favorite books that I read about, I don't know, 7 years ago, The Natural Mind, A Revolutionary Approach to the Drug Problem by Dr. Andrew Weil, a very respected doctor, Harvard educated, and he writes, I'm just going to read this out of his book, that the growing presence in our midst of chemicals that seem to alter consciousness raises questions of the utmost importance for us as individuals and as social beings. Examples of these questions are, what do these drugs tell us about the relationship between mind and body? Are they legitimate tools, if in any sense, for changing the mind in a direction of greater awareness? And how can a society come to terms with the individual urge to alter awareness? These questions are important because they bear directly on the nature of consciousness, which is ultimately the only problem worthy of total intellectual effort. What do you say to all that? This is a very cool book, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I mean, that was written a few years ago. People were just starting to...
This was written in 1973. Yeah.
Yeah. So people, you know, back then people were mostly using psychedelics, you know, just for a psychedelic trip. And it was like really interesting and cool. But then after a while, people realized the mental health benefits that, you mm-hmm. know, the days and weeks after their trips, they felt a whole lot healthier and a lot more connected to the people around them.
Yeah. Well, this on the back of the book, it says the natural mind suggests that the desire to alter consciousness periodically is an innate, normal human drive. And I would agree. And I mean, you know, people can say, you know, it's not just drugs. Alcohol is a drug. Yeah. You know, alcohol is a very powerful drug. There's so many people, I mean, you know, that are drinking right now. I mean, people drink all the time. They can't wait. It's Friday afternoon, happy hour, you know? I mean, because they're altering their consciousness. They're trying to relax. They're trying to clear their mind of the junk from the week prior. I mean, but it's kind of Neanderthal, really, in our thinking that we think that alcohol is okay, cigarettes, you know, all these different things. You know, cigars, they all alter your consciousness. If you're sitting there smoking, smoking's been going on since the beginning of time with the Indians smoking all kinds of stuff. And so I don't know why mushrooms and marijuana and all these things are so demonized, and yet alcohol is legal.
But alcohol is definitely one of the most dangerous drugs.
Yes.
Because it gets, you know, really addictive, and also it's really hard on the body.
Yeah, and the brain. Mm-hmm. The body and the brain.
Yeah, there's no health. I guess there's no health benefits of alcohol except for maybe red wine.
I say alcohol is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
You know, they want to say marijuana is a gateway drug, or maybe they want to say it about mushrooms. I couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about mushrooms is they're really non-addictive, and if you take them a couple days in a row, they just kind of stop working. So people, you know, they'll take them and then they'll go do something else for, you know, days, weeks, and maybe come back to them.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, you said that they last for a couple days, but what came to my mind, but they last for a lifetime, because that experience, once you have it, once you go to that place where there's no ego, okay, no ego, and I didn't hallucinate. I didn't take that much, but I went to a place where my ego was completely gone, and I don't have a big ego anyway, but it was completely gone, and I'll never forget the feeling of not caring about anything except for the beautiful presence of the people I was with and nature and animals, and just it was the most beautiful experience I've ever had in my life.
It's definitely true that psilocybin mushrooms will change your life forever if you take them. And in good ways, you feel more connected to people. You realize that there's a lot of good in this world, and especially more connected to nature. People seem to be, you know, have a lot more respect for nature for the rest of their lives after having these experiences.
Well, and I think it's interesting because so many people, you know, God put them on Earth. He obviously put them here for a reason, right? Does anyone ever ask themselves that? We try to make drugs into a political thing. You know, we really do. Everything on this Earth is here for a reason. We all coexist together. We all blend together. Everyone and everything is here for a reason. Would you agree?
No.
No?
No,
okay.
You got ticks and mosquitoes. You got deadly mushrooms. Maybe they have a reason that we haven't figured out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
mosquitoes keep us sharp.
they do feed the fish.
They do a lot of things. I don't know. I'm going to have to do some mosquito research. But it's been great having you in studio. Alan Rockefeller, you can find him at mushroomobserver.org. Everyone, you know what? It's beer o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to go off the air. Thank you so much for listening. Alan, again, thank you for being in studio with us. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.